The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share in extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
Now, one of the things that a lot of people do in January every year is they look around to see what other jobs are available, because either they're bored in the job they're in, they don't like the fella who sits next to them, or their opportunity to grow has plateaued. So, therefore, you look around. And one of the places you look around nowadays is LinkedIn, which is a social media website, but with a difference. It is a networking site. It draws a lot of people with different opinions and different backgrounds together in a kind of a nice little formal way. It doesn't have the nastiness of Twitter or Facebook. And with me now in studio is the head of LinkedIn in Ireland, Sharon McCooey. Sharon, how are you?
Good morning, Jonathan. I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us. I'm pronouncing your name correctly, Sharon McCooey.
You absolutely are, yes.
Where is that from?
It's a northern name. It's from Castleblaney in Monaghan.
Okay, it's an unusual one.
It is, yes.
Did you ever meet any other McCooeys on your trips around the world?
Very few, I'm afraid.
Okay, so you're unique in that way. And that helps people find you on LinkedIn, I presume.
It does, yes. There's only one, to the best of my knowledge.
I gave a very bad description of how LinkedIn works there, but how does LinkedIn work?
LinkedIn is a platform for professionals. We have 590 million members around the world, over a million members in Ireland. And it's somewhere where people go to find a job. They go to keep in contact with their professional network, to learn from that network, and so to make them better in their job as well as get a new job.
I mean, it is a kind of a formal social network. So in other words, Facebook is where you put the pictures of your holiday. Instagram is where you put pictures of your breakfast. LinkedIn is where you tell people what you do for a living.
It's where you talk about your professional content, try and help others with their job. People go there for career advice. People go there to find out what's new in technology, if that's the industry they're interested in, or what's new in whatever they're doing to make them better at their own job. We also have a network of course content around every topic, from how to use Excel to what's artificial intelligence. So a lot of a library of learning as well.
You were telling me just before we came back there that you've been with the company about 8 years. You helped set up LinkedIn's European headquarters here in Dublin. When you first saw the product, what was your reaction? I mean, there were so many new things floating around at the time. Twitter had become big. Facebook wasn't around. Snapchat wasn't in existence. What was your reaction when you saw it?
So actually, my husband introduced me to it in 2003, and I have been on the platform ever since then. I just thought it was a fantastic idea of keeping in contact with colleagues from around the world. And that's really, I used it initially as my online Rolodex, basically to keep in contact, because my experience has been that every job I've gotten through a professional contact, somebody I met somewhere else along my career journey.
And it was interesting because you had just come back from a career break.
I absolutely had. LinkedIn was my return to work job, something that has been really fantastic for me. I took time off with my young kids at the time, who were now teenagers, and it was just a fantastic. I really wanted to get back into full-time active employment, and LinkedIn gave me that opportunity. And just this past year, we actually set up a returner initiative at LinkedIn in Dublin to help men and women who had taken time out to get back into the workforce.
Because that's the fear. If somebody takes time out, people look at their LinkedIn and they see a gap. And that can hold you back. That can make people go, well, look, what's she been doing for the last 3 years? Or, look, he's been taking time out. What's he been doing?
Yeah, so I've been extraordinarily lucky that LinkedIn took a chance on me as my back to work job. But I was really ready for that, and from a confidence, and from a I had thought about what I wanted to do next, and I was just very lucky that I got that great back to work job.
And you were the only McCooey as well, so it stood out. It stood out. It helped. Now, you've carried out research in what holds people back from looking for a new job, and they're called jobstacles.
They are, and it's something that's of significant interest to me. Obviously, I mentioned that this was my return to work job. So, and I'm always interested in why people stay in jobs that they don't love. And we found that 70%+ of people are in jobs that they don't love. It's very much about
70%.
Yes.
So 70% of the people on the News Talk floor they're not happy to be here. They look very happy.
They're not. Well, they may be happy to be in News Talk this morning, because they're definitely happy. I was out there on the floor earlier on.
Good covering.
So they're definitely happy to be here. But other people, 70% of them say that it's just about paying the bills and making sure they have enough money in the bank. But we're really wanting to encourage people to look around and get that dream job. And the things that we would tell them to do are, as I mentioned earlier, contact other people that you know doing the job, make contact with friends and family and tell them that you're looking for a new job. And I suppose be aware that like it's a really good time to be looking for a job in Ireland. I looked this morning before I came here. There's 48,000 jobs open today on LinkedIn in Ireland. So just be aware of that. It's a great time to be looking for jobs. And if you've been out of work, as an example, employers look at volunteer work. They look at other types of employment. So don't fear that you may have not have the skills for today, but employers will look at all types of skills.
But if that many people are unhappy and there's 48,000 jobs going and begging, it must be then a confidence issue that we're almost afraid to say out loud, I might want to change.
It is. We found in our research it's confidence. We also found it's just difficult to do a day job. 52% of people said, like, I go home, I've done a day job and now I need to spend all this time looking for a job. People also like the people they work with. 45% of people told us they like people they work with, so they put up with some of the role content if it's not exactly what they look at. So those are the types of things that are holding them back from.
71% felt that the comfort of a permanent job makes them less happy to apply for a new role. Is that changing though?
So we also found that if you're an employer out there, 43% of people said that if they were approached about a role, they'd think about it. So there are ways of getting people, to look for jobs, but it's about that, I suppose, active participation as well by employers and by people telling them that there's a role available. The other thing we
found... But that gives rise to the old phrase, one day my ship will come in, but I'll be at the airport. And people just don't want to look and see what's outside there. They're waiting for a white knight who might not necessarily turn up.
That is true. But definitely we found that that if people are told about a job and if they talk to other people who are doing that same role, that also gives them the confidence to apply for a job.
Are we kind of rubbish at networking in Ireland? That you know, we half the time we don't want to tell people what we're doing, whereas Americans will quite happily tell you every single thing that's gone on in their career. The Irish might be a little bit cagey. When it comes to, you know, reaching out to somebody who they'd met before, going, hiya, here I am, I might look for a change.
So interestingly, we don't see that behaviour on LinkedIn. The Irish are some of the most engaged members we have globally. They actually take to certain features in terms of posting much quicker. The use of video, the Irish were the fastest to engage with video content on LinkedIn. As I mentioned, way north of a million people and significant number of connections on LinkedIn. You mentioned earlier on about your own LinkedIn profile, and similarly we see people very engaged and very engaged on the network, but there is some I suppose cultural tendencies that the Irish may not be tell people about all of their successes.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same way when we've got experts sitting there talking about ESB bills, our phone bills, that people don't change as much as they should because they feel safe and they're comfortable, and we have to challenge that. But I always think that the recession did a lot of damage to people who are in work, that they ended up staying in that job that they're unhappy in for a lot longer, and now they're stuck, and maybe they're 10 years older, and maybe they feel that, look, now it's all the young people coming through and I'm doomed. I mean, is there an age limit from what you've seen in your research to when people can move?
We didn't actually look at it by age. We really looked about why people stayed in those jobs that they didn't particularly love. And it was, again, confidence, a little bit of, so it was that not exactly laziness, but like the motivation to get up and move jobs, and the fear of some uncertainties, things like, oh, maybe I won't be as good at my new job, maybe it won't be as good as the one I have today. So it's those uncertainty factors. And that's really why we did this research, was to encourage people that there are lots of jobs out there today, that employers want to talk to people, and that you have the skills, because we find that people don't think that they don't have the skills, or that other people can do the jobs better than they can. Well, but actually, they have the skills, and that they have other ways of looking at the skills, including volunteer experience, etc.
You have a million Irish people are on it. How many of them are using it right?
Well, honestly, we have fantastic engagement.
I mean, I'm brutal. I mean, I have a LinkedIn profile and it's there, and I do interact with people, and it's a good way to connect with people. But the amount of stuff I posted about dog poo on Twitter this morning, didn't do it on LinkedIn for obvious reasons. But I'm much more, I don't know, I always feel nervous posting about something on LinkedIn, because it feels like it's a more professional audience that I have to play to.
Yeah, so again, that's where we encourage people to post, I suppose, professional content, but also a lot of work around me personally. I did a Paris to Nice race last year. I did a lot of cycle, I should say. I post around that, around my volunteering experience, anything that I want to talk about from a technical perspective. Yeah, I suppose it's professional generally. Yeah.
And it's a pretty cool place to work by all accounts. You have an office there on Wilton Place in Dublin, and you're making it bigger. Like, what is the ethos like within the door? Like, Facebook always made a big deal out of their free food. I've been in fantastic workplaces that have slides. What do LinkedIn have?
So LinkedIn have a number of things, including obviously a fantastic kitchen where there's amazing food. We also have an in day, which is a day a month that LinkedIn gives us to really do what we would like, in terms of take time out to spend time volunteering, to work on causes that are near and dear to our hearts. So I do work for Techies for Temple Street. I did some work this year for Simon Community. So it's, again, very much, we do all sorts of things, from cleaning the canal. So it's a day a month that we spend time, I suppose, giving back to the community. So I probably think that's unique.
So to the million, not all of them listening, of course, but to those who are listening right now who have a LinkedIn account, give them one good bit of advice that they can do today.
Add your skills and add a photograph. It makes you much more searchable from an employer perspective, and they're much more likely to make a phone call to you.
Okay, on that note, Sharon McCooey, Head of LinkedIn in Ireland, thank you very much for joining us. Lots to chew on there.